Congressional staffer Erica Andiola is a dreamer, someone brought to this country illegally as a young child. Last week, she quit her job on the Hill to focus on fighting her mother's deportation from the U.S. Andiola's public resignation is one of many tactics people are using to demand reform. Recently, one group of dreamers staged a high-profile border crossing, essentially daring immigration officials to take them into custody. Another group burned their high school diplomas outside the Arizona State Attorney General's office in protest of a lawsuit that would deny them in-state tuition. And now, Silicon Valley's joining the fight. The political action group Forward.us, founded by elites from companies like Facebook and LinkedIn, held what's called a hackathon last month to promote immigration reform. A hackathon is an event where coders and developers compete to invent tech products in just a day or two. And for this one, the hackers were dreamers. Their goal was to get Congress's attention. KALW's Audrey Dilling headed to Mountain View to find out how a coding competition could lead to policy change and why the tech industry cares.
We don't have to manage.
We don't have to like manage it and check it. And, okay, so did we decide on what's going to happen with the likes? Are we not going to do this?
With the likes?
Sarai Espinosa Salamanca and her team have the next 25 hours to build a website. And not just any website, but one that's engaging enough to influence the national conversation around immigration policy. The six of them are all web designers and coders.
So what we're doing now is making these really silly, like ridiculous videos and saying, hi, my name is, like for example, if it was me, hi, my name is Sarai, and I'm about to pie myself in the face, and like I do it. And then what's crazier than this, like not passing immigration reform.
This is the Forward.us Dreamer Hackathon. And if you're wondering what happens when you combine two buzzwords in one event, it's this. 20 dreamers and mentors from local tech companies, all in one big room, scrambling to write code that can inspire change. Things like a website for celebrities to share pro-reform messages, or an app that locates and tweets at your congressperson.
There have to be some sort of thumbs up, tapping, liking.
There are about 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., and the dreamers here today come from all over the country. Sarai Salamanca lives in East Palo Alto. Her parents brought her there from Michoacán, Mexico, when she was four.
At that age, like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why we were crossing this desert at night with all these people. But then later, as I became older, they explained to me that we were coming here and we took that risk because we needed a better life and we could find that here in America.
Salamanca went to high school in Redwood City. When she realized she couldn't apply for financial aid at her dream school, UCLA, she enrolled in community college. But then her dad got sick, and she quit school to work. She's back in school now and has started her own website offering education advice to other undocumented students. That's how she learned to code. She says she's excited to be at the hackathon, but not because of the competition.
The point here is not to see who's going to win or who's going to make the best thing, but like to see if we can figure out something to make the reform move forward.
Surrounding the dreamers are dozens of reporters. Off to the side, there's a cooler full of energy drinks. And there's also this other kind of energy generated by the presence of the lords of Silicon Valley's tech industry. Mark Zuckerberg is checking in with all the teams. LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman is walking around too, offering advice.
Which platforms you deploy to assemble a network depends on which kind of outputs. And both can be very viable.
The conversations happening around the room are a little hard for an outsider to understand. It's also not immediately clear how these projects can affect national policy.
I think there's two main ways.
That's Joe Green, the head of Forward.us, speaking at the hackathon kickoff. Green says the first way to make change is to help the public understand what it's like to be undocumented.
And that's what, you know, we're great at in tech, right, is telling stories and pushing them out through lots of different channels on social media, et cetera. Then the second is directly communicating from constituents to members of Congress.
Still, sending tweets isn't the same as convincing legislators to act.
It's probably never been more difficult than it is now to get major legislation through Congress. But we're not here because this is easy. We're here because this is important.
There are a lot of reasons the Forward.us founders say they care about immigration reform and why Congress should care too. Here's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg.
Someone did a study recently that showed that about half of the top tech companies were founded by immigrants directly. So these are issues that don't just touch our part of the industry, but really touch the whole country and touch what is right for us to do.
and LinkedIn's Reid Hoffman.
It's the right thing. We are a nation of dreamers.
In about half an hour, is that okay?
For Sara E. Salamanca, reform means possibly seeing her mother again. 8 years ago, she says, her mom got some bad advice and left the country to get a visa. She hasn't been allowed back since.
We were always told as kids that you're not supposed to talk about where you're from and that you're undocumented for the same reason of the fear of being separated.
Salamanca recently qualified for DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the grace period President Obama granted Dreamers last year. It got her a Social Security number, a 2-year work permit, and some reassurance that she won't be deported, at least for now.
It's a little bit of relief, but it's not like the whole way through, like total relief where we're like, okay, like now we can be like the citizens and you know what? Like it's fine, like we're totally fine. It's not there yet.
Today, though, Salamanca can focus on doing something concrete to try and change her situation. She gets back to work. In Mountain View, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.